Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's fun. Daryl and I did, it's always game day in Cleveland for so long. And then, you know, we kind of revamped kind of some of the things we were doing. And Daryl and I both sat there and we're like, well, we love doing these post game shows. So we continue to do those. And it's fun. I like doing that. We just had Paul Hoynes on. We'll talk a little Guardians, two keys and a lock coming up here in just a moment.
A little bit of news coming down as well. The NFL has announced that they will play a minimum of 3 regular season games over the next 5 years in Rio de Janeiro. They've been playing them in Sao Paulo, Brazil, I should say. Now they are going to move it up to Rio de Janeiro. So the Brazilian takeover continuing of the NFL.
So wait, how many NFL games are out of country now?
So it'll be one a year that's down in Sao Paulo.
So that's just one.
Correct.
So if I got this right, NFL games, there's 7 regular season games played outside the United States in 5 different countries. Okay, so... And you're saying the Brazil game is going to just move venues.
Correct.
So they'll maintain that. Okay.
Correct. And it won't be the first week this year because of laws that are in place involving when high school football versus college football, that kind of stuff in the NFL could start. It will not be on that Friday because Labor Day is early.
Oh, okay.
So, yep.
All right. So that's interesting. So you 7. So that means that, again, you'll have 7. Like the... You know, like our game in London is a home game for us, isn't it? I think we're the home team.
Correct.
Which means we lost a home game. But, that's why I think it's so important they do this now so you don't really feel the effect of losing a home game, right? You do it now while you're in this odd 17-game schedule. You still feel healthy about having 8 home games, 8 road games, and then, it's actually more about the 8 home games, right? So you take the 8 home games. Some years you have 9, okay, but most years you have 8. Now, when you go to 18 games, that's when they're going to have to lock in on this thing.
Well, it's not sounding as slam dunk on 18 as it once did.
So, it also, if you look at it that way, so it's not so bad if they stay at 17 and they keep taking one. Like, I think everybody should have 8 home games. So, why not just expand the neutral site stuff to encompass the entire league? That makes sense.
Could you make that work where everybody would have 8 home games?
Well, that's what we've always had.
Right.
Everyone always has 8
so
home
yeah,
games.
You'd have to. So, yeah,
it's the 9th game that I'm talking about.
Correct. I know what you mean. So you could figure out how to do it somehow. We know how all of this is going. I mean, it's going to be you're going to have X amount of home games, and then Lord knows if you're going to be in Paris, if you're going to be in Germany, if you're going to be in Canada, if you're going to be playing in Estadio Azteca down in Mexico City.
So here's the other way I see it is that you take 17. So 16. Sorry. Six. You have 17 weeks. 16 games is the offset, right? Everyone has 8 home games. Everyone has 8 road games.
Correct.
So now you're down to 16 non. If you want to leave everybody at 8, which seems fair revenue wise, right? So then you take away. What did I just say? 8 of those games and play 8 off-site games. So now you've already got 7 locked in. Right? So you did one more. You know what the one more should be. Let's be honest. No, 16. Sorry. My math is all messed up.
We should not be doing math.
No,
on
we
the
shouldn't.
Fly.
We shouldn't.
We know better. We're smarter than this.
You need not. You would have to move 9 games to somewhere else.
Right.
9 more games on top of this. Mm-hmm. And you know who should get one is Canton.
Yes.
Give Canton one game a year that's meaningful.
I'd love it.
And you probably take the Hall of Fame game, And I know teams want to rotate through it, but it just seems a lot easier if it's us, Buffalo, Cincinnati. I'm sorry.
Would you do that, or would you do it as some kind of like the Field of Dreams game that they do? You know, where, okay, well, then they went down to Rickwood Field and okay, basically so you baseball. Can do, so why don't you take that and let's say
I'm saying put it in Alabama.
Play it in Tuscaloosa. Play it at Oklahoma.
Go for it.
For the Sooners. Like, I think that would be cool.
But what I'm saying is you now have 9 options to do that on top of the 7 that you're already doing.
Yeah.
So I'm saying give Canton one of those. So now you have 8 options if you want to go play a neutral site game at a college stadium, or if you want to play a couple more games in Canada, or if you want to go. Yeah, and that way, again, it's do it now while you're at 17 games. Because once teams get used to it, if you have 9 home games a year, your fan base should expect 9 home games a year, because your season ticket holders are used to that. That's what it is. Let's think about the season ticket holders for a second. And you've guaranteed them their 8 home games. And so now if you want to add another, you want to play a game at the Rose Bowl, you want to play somewhere else.
I think that would be really cool if they would bring those stadiums in. They do it like
they just need, you know, again, you can do that 16 times a year. That's it. And I don't think, you know, does it bother you if you're going to go play a game at the Rose Bowl? What's the difference? If you're going to play in LA, you're playing at LA. Right. SoFi hosts 2 teams. So.
Like it would be cool to put a game in certain college towns that don't see NFL games that maybe another group of people could see. Like it would be awesome to put a game in Montana, put one in Missoula. That would be cool. It would be really cool if they put a game at BYU. You know, so then that way you can kind of see Utah, you know, a part of the country that typically doesn't see professional football.
Yeah, I would go to Rice-Eccles before I would go to Washington Grizzly. But yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know the area.
That's the minutia of it. Yeah, but I agree with you. I've always thought that. I mean, so right now they've got just different countries that are doing it. I thought that was interesting news.
Yeah.
Brazil, it'd Ireland, cool. United, England, Germany, and Spain is where they are right now. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
What were we just talking about? We were going to go in a different direction here. I just forgot.
You ready for 2 keys and a lock?
Yeah, let's do 2 keys and a lock. Yeah,
let's do it.
Good idea. We welcome in Meredith Kane. Meredith, how are you?
Hi, gentlemen.
I was going to ask you about New Year's resolutions, we'll save that for another day.
My New Year's resolution is to be nicer to people because I don't think I'm a very nice person.
Wow. I never would have said that. Dan?
She's a delight. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know why you would go on.
Well, I'm nice to you guys, so I should be nice to more than just you two.
Okay. All right.
Let him earn it.
All right, we'll push that towards the other.
It's good to have goals in life.
2 keys and a lock. Key number 1, the new and improved happiness go lucky Meredith Kane.
My first key, I feel like this is a no-duh moment in a very of course, but they got to stop the run because the Lions think that their run game is so impenetrable that Myles Garrett can't stop it. So stop the run. Prove them wrong.
Dan Menigan.
Find explosive plays for the love of God. You need plays that are over 20 and 30 yards. I don't care if it comes from Quinshon Judkins' feet or it comes from Joe Flacco's arm or it comes from Jerry Jeudy on end-arounds. I don't care. You need to find explosive plays. That is key number 1.
Key number 1, get to 21 for the life of me. I had something else I was saying. For the life of me, can this team please get to 21 points? The only way you're even going to have to be able to sniff any kind of win, you have got to get to 21 points against this Lions team. You must get to 21 points to win this game. enough of the 19, 17, 16, 15. By the way, you lost a lot of those games too. What did we say? They've gone, the last time the Browns got 20 points in a non-Jameis Winston game was December of 2023. Joe Flacco's first time through as the quarterback of the Browns.
Stat courtesy of our buddy Zach Jackson.
Yeah. Key number two. We'll go back to Meredith to start this again. Meredith.
Normally a key that I like to go to, it's my big go-to, is protecting the rock, because that's another easy low-hanging fruit. But I think instead I'm going to say key number two, offensive line. Please protect Joe Flacco. Us millennials are old and tired, and he can throw really, really far if you give him the time. So that's my key number two, is protecting Joe Flacco.
Dan Menigan.
Us millennials, we're doing our best. We're trying. Slowly falling apart,
though. We're so old.
Exactly.
Geriatric, even.
Oh, my God. What does that make Gen X?
Key number two for me is exactly what Meredith's key number one is. Stop the run game of the Detroit Lions and make Jared Goff beat you with his arm. If you take away Jared Goff's running game and start getting some people around him, he will start to get a little uncomfortable in that pocket. If he starts getting uncomfortable, he'll throw some picks. He's seen it before. He's thrown five in a game before. Trust me, Jared Goff will throw picks if you make him uncomfortable. That's key number two.
Key number two for me, Joe, you keep doing what you do against the Lions. You are 3-0, my friend. Let's go for number four here. You've never been on the non-good side of a game against Detroit. Now, granted, you were in Baltimore for those three games, but Joe, you keep doing you, and let's hold them down to 21 points. I kind of threw two in there because I had two. Maybe I did three keys today. They've got to hold them under 21 points. Now, we saw Green Bay was able to do that earlier in the year. So I do think the Browns defense, if you want to compare them to Green Bay, knock yourself out. Look what they did last week. If they can hold Detroit to under 21, which would take a minor miracle because their running backs are off the hook good. Telling you, 21. 21's that number. They need to score more than 21, and they need to give up less than 21. Pretty simple. Time now for the lock. Meredith, give me a lock.
At least, bare minimum, 1.5 sacks for Myles Garrett.
Is that going on a limb, Dan?
Two sacks a game is pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're going 1.5.
I'm saying 1.5 at least minimum, meaning I would not be surprised if he gets more.
You can share with Mason Graham, share with Isaiah McGuire.
That's where the half comes in.
Sharing means caring in the NFL.
That's why I said half, because Myles Garrett is a very generous man and he does not mind sharing sacks, I don't think.
Yeah, let's be honest. They all sit around on a big green mat, sitting crisscross applesauce. And they're sharing things. That's great. Sharing is caring.
What do you got? Sharing the pummeling of opposing quarterbacks into the dirt.
Yes.
It's a good share.
Yes.
My lock in this game is David Njoku catches a touchdown in this game. I think you see the tight ends be a huge part of it. They go after. Did I really?
Sorry. Yeah, you did. You saw.
David Njoku has himself a game. I think it's time you start seeing those tight end screens, all that kind of good stuff that Kevin Stefanski was doing in the past. I think you see it in this game.
I will scratch mine out. Harold Fannin will have a touchdown then. Harold Fannin will have a touchdown today. So I thought one of the tight ends is definitely going to get in the end zone this game again. But then again, I say that every week, and I've been right. My locks have been pretty good so far. Well,
and that's where they've been able to attack. It hasn't been the outside as much.
Joe trusts the tight ends. Kevin trusts calling plays the tight ends. That's the one consistent thing about the offense. And then we'll see what Quinshon have a touchdown this weekend. Yes or no? Thank you. He's going to say yes. Just say yes. It's easy. All right, let's come back. Tim May, super friend of the show, joins us next. Ohio State, Washington, in Seattle, tomorrow, 3:30. Talking about it next, Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.